When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Wow!
Nice!
Yeah!
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
We are back in the studio. And better than ever. Kind of. Maybe. It's a Halo clearing up week, a Nintendo leak week, and more Marvel War Table Avengers stuff from Square Enix.
Yeah. Sure, sounds good.
Works for me. Matt?
This is the Gamers 2 podcast for July 31st, I believe it is. I think.
I'm just going to keep moving my mic.
Anyways, your weekly roundup of news and commentary related to the video game industry and anything else that might pique our interest. Like technical difficulties with mic stands.
I just, because of our doing it remotely, a look behind the curtain, if you will. I'm still good. I would turn it the other way, so I would be looking at my computer. And in turning it so many times, I loosened it. So I wasn't sure which way was right anymore as I was turning it. So I almost turned it completely off when I was trying to fix it. So
makes sense.
Being correctly tightened.
A lot of bullshit this week.
It is. It is a lot of bullshit this week. But you know what's not bullshit?
Playing video games. Maybe new ones.
Okay, there you go. I was going to say, I mean, yes, that first part still is bullshit. Anyway, but new games you could play, Matt. Ageless on the PC and Switch. Destroy All Humans Remake for the PC, PS4, and Xbox One. Grounded on the PC and Xbox. Made of Skr on PC, PlayStation, and Xbox. Rocket Arena Season 1. For PC, PlayStation, and Xbox. Skater XL for PC, PlayStation, and Xbox. Terrarium. I added 6 hours. For PC. Blightbound for PC. For the People for PC. Hellpoint for PC, PlayStation, Xbox, and Switch. Imperium's Greek Wars for the PC. Necronator Dead Wrong for the PC. Neo 2 The Tengu's Disciple is some DLC. On the PlayStation. What happened on the PC? Yakuza Kiwami 2 for the PC, Xbox. Castle Storm 2 for the PC, PlayStation, Xbox, and Switch. Cat Quest and Cat Quest 2 Possum Pack for the PlayStation and Switch. And Fairy Tail for the PC, PlayStation, and Switch.
It's a whole lot of stuff.
Yeah, it is. It was a solid 18. I'm intrigued by maybe 3. So
yeah.
It's a small percentage when I read those lists, but it's always options are there.
There are options, you know, if you like weird outlier strange games, they're usually on there. Farming simulators, they're on there.
Oh, they're always going to be there. If there's a farming game, it doesn't even have to be a simulator. If there's a farming game, it's going to be there. Wait till I have International Crop Harvester 2021. Boom, it's going to be on there.
Is that a real game?
I don't think so.
It sounded real.
It should be real.
International Crop Harvester.
I went Harvester instead of Duster, because that's a different game. That'd be the one that I read out and we're like, wait, that's not a farming game, is it? Let's dive right into it.
Yeah, let's do it. We got actually a good amount of stuff. Maybe not necessarily a ton of stuff to talk about, but definitely a fair amount of news. I don't know. What do you want? Do you want?
I'm going to take odds.
All right.
I'm going to take odds because I want you mostly on this first one. So let's kick things off this week with more Halo Infinite talk. Bungie released a blog post answering some common questions and criticisms that we'll summarize for you now. In regards of graphics, there are two key areas being debated around the community: overall art style and visual fidelity. Bungie is shifting to back to what they are calling legacy aesthetics. They said, quote, "This translates to a more vibrant palette, cleaner models, and objects with less noise, though it doesn't mean less detail," end quote. As far as visual fidelity, Bungie basically says that they've seen all the feedback and agree with it. The build used for the demo is older, and they are improving on most of the complaints. Immediate thoughts on the graphic discussion.
Interesting. I mean, I feel like normally Bungie does, whenever I read their blog posts, they always seem like they're genuine, which is nice. And they went on for a bit about the visual fidelity thing, about how, you know, they point out specific criticisms. They talked about the Digital Foundry video or article or whatever that Digital Foundry did. And they're like, yeah, we saw it all. And we more or less agree with it all. And these are the things that we're focusing on for the build. So that was nice.
Yeah, it was good to see them actually like call out specific things like that article and be like,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, we saw it. We know. Appreciate you guys. But this is what they needed to do. This is the whole thing going out of coming out of that reveal.
Mm-hmm.
You guys need to get in front of and start setting expectations fast before this gets...
Yeah.
Too far in one way or the other that you can't recover.
That's the one thing with this blog post that I really appreciated was the transparency. Because, like, when there was things that they said they weren't, like, if there was something they didn't want to talk about, they said, hey, we're not talking about this. We're going to cover it in the future.
Right, yeah. Like, hey, we were focusing on the single-player campaign. We'll discuss those things at a later date.
Mm-hmm.
Yada, yada, yada. But that's not all we got. Speaking of more, Bungie is unsure about a multiplayer beta due to COVID-19. They have no solid plans as of right now.
Yep. Which was one of those transparency things that was really nice. They specifically were like, listen, no multiplayer beta, no idea on what we're doing for flighting, which I had to look up what flighting was. I didn't know.
Yeah. They're the only ones in the industry that use the word flighting.
Yeah.
At least in public discussion.
Mm-hmm.
There will be two-player local split screen and floor... Two-player split screen, four-player co-op, and LAN capability will all be included. And bring back those LAN nights.
I'll do it. I don't know where we'll find...
anybody else?
Anyone, but...
Dude, we'd do two-player split screen in that open world.
Two-player LAN.
Yeah. Two-player LAN. You just, one of us hooks up to the TV downstairs, and then we'll just call it the... The battle rifle is back, but the Magnum and tactical shotgun, as we know them, are not. Sounds like there may be multiple sidearms and shotguns instead.
Yeah, they gave us the names for the sidearm and shotgun that we saw in the demo. I don't think anyone really...
Buster or something, and Bruiser, Buster and... Yeah. And Quick Draw, I don't remember.
Yeah.
The grapple shot, apparently we can't use grapple hook, so the grapple shot will work as a pickup item in multiplayer. I assume going back to similarities with bubble shields and things of yore.
Yeah, I imagine.
They are targeting 4K 60 frames per second for the campaign experience on the Series X.
Yeah.
Halo Infinite will be on Steam.
Cool.
Cool to see. Difficulty settings remain the same from previous Halos, meaning we go all the way from normal... Is it casual, normal, heroic, legendary?
I think it was just like, yeah.
So they mentioned four, I thought, when they wrote like the part.
Easy, normal.
Easy, not the casual.
Hard, legendary, or something.
Yeah, I think it's heroic, legendary.
Yeah, heroic, legendary.
Forge is still a thing for everybody that loves Halo Forge. I enjoy playing the maps. That's about it.
Yeah. Forge is one of those things where I'm always like, oh, this is cool, and then go on and play with it for 5 minutes. I'm like, way over my head.
Yeah, it's how I feel. If Dreams ever comes to PC, I'm going to buy it, and I'm going to go, I have no idea what I'm doing.
Yeah.
In-universe timing. In regards to where we fall, timeline-wise of Halo. It follows the Master Chief's story sometime after Halo 5 Guardians conclusion.
They threw this in there, and I really like, I'm like, okay, that tells us nothing. Like,
right.
Sometime after Halo 5 inclusion. Yeah.
Which they also did.
That's how a sequel works.
Yeah, and they also said more about it. Well, because everybody was wondering, like, are you, you know, semi-rebooting? You know, what are you doing? And he did say, he's like, I'm not going to tell you guys the entire story, like, in the trailer.
Yeah.
Why would I spoil that? That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, that Cortana, they were like,
they listed like 17 people. Like, what happened to them? Who are these? What's that? What about those over there? And that thing? And the other things? And I'm just like, after you mentioned the first three, I clearly stopped caring because I don't know any of them. Let's see a quote from them. If you liked the level of armor customization options in Halo Reach, you will be pleased.
I'm always down with some customization.
You will be pleased. These are the customization options you're looking for.
These are not the Forge items you're looking for now.
Also, the Halo Twitter account has confirmed some leaks from a retailer's game listing. Halo Infinite Multiplayer will be free to play and will support up to 120 frames per second on Xbox Series X.
The free-to-play part.
Which might further confirm Xbox Live going away and free multiplayer becoming the norm.
Yep. That rumor that we spoke of previously.
Yes.
Snowballing. Big time.
Yep.
So.
You know how snowballs go downhill.
Gracefully.
Strokes, man. Strokes. You know how snowballs go downhill? It go slow, then go fast, and go big. It was good just to see more of the Halo stuff.
Yeah.
Kind of cool to see some stuff clear up.
I appreciate the confirmations on some things.
It's always funny to see what a studio doubles down to when they're like, it's the art style we're going with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I respect that.
Just deal with it.
You got to respect it.
Yeah.
And I appreciate them confirming things that are leaking and just saying, fuck it.
Yeah. Where it's like, ooh, let's not let this simmer for 6 months. Like, no, just, you're going to do it or not?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's how it's going to be. Don't worry about it.
The multiplayer, free to play. Interesting.
It's really interesting because it makes me go, do I bother? Do I bother with a campaign?
Yeah, it kind of, I don't know, man.
It's right there. It's like
that, and it's starting to, like, I don't know. I don't want to say it because it's just like, just the similarities between games and stuff. You know, it's just
lines are blurring, Matthew.
Lines are blurring.
Got these blurred lines. I know you want it. That's a terrible song, by the way, in case anybody's curious.
Yeah, it's kind of weird, like. Music is so fascinating because we go through these like stages in society where we all like kind of
where we're all just okay degrading each other for no reason.
Yeah, but like certain songs
specifically, like, going back to that song.
I mean, it kind of feels like feeds into it a little bit. Like, we all get ravenous for a song, and then like a couple years later, we're like, that's terrible. Like, that song was terrible.
Oh, yeah. I specifically went because we were working together at the time, and our HR friend was loving it. She was a huge fan of the song.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, that song is terrible. Do you actually know like what it's saying? She's like, oh, it's not. I was like, you are not the person I would have thought that had been like, it's fine. It's fine.
HR.
Yeah. We're here because we only care when it's about us. HR.
HR.
Put that on a nice like smear banner. Photo of your stereotypical HR person. The banner below it says, we only care when it's us.
Cuphead. Number two, Cuphead.
Cuphead.
The stylishly animated run-and-gun shooter. That shooter. That's that kind of like said shitter. Shooter.
I wouldn't even call it a shooter. It's technically a platformer.
Platform. Yeah, it is. It is a platformer.
Yeah.
That debuted, it's
not a first-person shooter.
That debuted on Xbox One and Windows PC is coming to PlayStation 4. Studio MDHR announced a PS4 port of Cuphead on Tuesday and released it on the same day. The PS4 version is $20.
Yeah. I believe it also came out with some DLC, too.
Yeah, it was like the whole, whole shebang.
But I think even the, I think that one got the whole shebang, but I think they dropped a little bit of DLC on the Xbox one as well.
Okay.
Like, to make them both equal. Like, hey, here's some DLC, plus this is happening. So cool to see. I assume we'll slowly see more trickle away.
Yeah.
Hellblade's seems like possible. The first one, not the second one, I don't think, because of them now being owned. Mm-hmm. But, you know, there's other tangentially related games that are Microsoft titles, but aren't Microsoft titles, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
They were Xbox exclusives, but they could easily make show up.
Yeah.
Number three, Sega has announced the resignation of its president and chief publishing officer, Kenji Matsubara. The notice cites personal reasons as the reasons for his departure. So he has personally left.
Personally decided to leave. Immediately.
People are still working at Sega. More news at 10.
I like to keep track of these little tidbits because of the rare chance that we get a turnaround.
At the rare chance that THQ Nordic happens?
Yeah, exactly. Like, you know.
It's like it crumbles and then rises from the ashes like a phoenix.
Yeah, this could be that one moment. You know, that one moment where all of a sudden, like, the new CEO comes in or whatever. Or a new president comes in.
Sonic and All-Stars Racing transformed right back.
Yeah.
Shenmue exactly. 3 doesn't look like a pile of dog shit.
Yeah, you never know.
You never know what happened. Echo the Dolphin, boom.
Mm-hmm.
It's right there. Everybody's craving Echo the Dolphin, too.
What was that one racing game that was amazing from them? Hydro Thunder.
Oh, yeah. Hydro Thunder. Man, Hydro Thunder.
Hydro Thunder. That's a good arcade game.
I'd say I played more arcade cabinet than that.
Oh, yeah.
You get that. Oh, I mean, dude, we could have an arcade racing just conversation.
Oh, yeah.
I played the Fast and Furious machines a ton.
My favorite,
your actual like shifting ability in that. Oh, mm-hmm. So good.
My favorite racing cabinet was Rush 2049.
That's a good one.
Yeah,
Cruisin' World might have been up there for me.
Cruisin' World,
if it wasn't the Fast and Furious ones, because the Fast and Furious ones had the profile saves in them,
mm-hmm.
And so I had a profile saved because when I worked up at the
that's when they had the keypads on the machines, right?
So yeah. When they had the when we worked at the amusement park,
mm-hmm.
You know, hey, it's raining. All right, I'm going to go home. I'm going to go jam in the racing cabinets for a bit. We had our profiles, and we would just, there was a group of, we'd sit down and we'd go. We had profiles that were all pretty good.
Yeah.
Cruising World, just because, you know, who doesn't love a double gas pedal wheelie?
Of course, yeah. Double gas pedal wheelie. My peak was.
And the girls that moonwalk off after they wave the flag.
Mm-hmm.
And by moonwalk, I mean they just freeze frame and slide.
My peak was fastest time, we'll say, on a race at Cedar Point on Rush 2049. Number one.
Oh,
Cedar Point. Nice. Crazy. Yeah, of course, they probably reset those cabinets every week. So,
yeah. They never reset ours because we had the pins, so we knew. But I think I cracked the top 10 maybe twice on certain tracks, but I was never number one.
See, that's the thing is I always race the same exact track every single time. So, like...
Well, for progression with the profile, you had to keep going through the map.
Mm-hmm.
So, we just kept going.
Yeah.
I definitely... We had number ones on House of the Dead 2.
Oh, yeah. That's another good...
House of the Dead 2 we had number ones on because we'd be like, all right, it's before work. we had the keys, we'd crack open the case, give ourselves the credits. This is the credit thing, by the way, because you flick the quarter, yeah. The quarter receipt, and then we would just jam out on House of the Dead 2. Some of the other guys had number ones in the buck hunt cabinet, but I could never. I'm not a good buck hunt player.
Never got into it. Never really played it.
I was like, okay, I can do some stuff, but I could not. I couldn't hold a candle to the guys that were good.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, yeah. That's your arcade segment.
Over the past week,
Crazy Taxi we broke.
Yeah, Crazy Taxi.
Not to go back to it, but Crazy Taxi we broke at 8 credits. It didn't know what to do if you went higher, and it would just come back down to 8, and you're like, it was unlimited. So we had to reset the cabinet in order for it to actually kick back down to 0.
That's interesting.
Yeah, it was weird.
When I worked,
it might have been a cabinet-specific problem and not like a game problem. But
when I worked at the amusement park, it was my first job, and I was really young. And I was too afraid to like fiddle with any of the arcade games. So, you know.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Hey, you know, you live and you learn, man. When we broke Crazy Taxi right before we opened, we're like,
we're done.
How long does this take to reset? If we have to kill it.
Over the past week, hundreds of files have leaked. Probably over hundreds at this point. I know, yeah, it's just been growing.
There have been a lot.
Of files of leaked Nintendo code and documentation were released in an event many now dub the Nintendo Giga Leak. This massive... I wonder where that came from.
The Giga Leak.
This massive leak contains, or includes, canceled projects, source code, development tools, prototypes, and much more. If you're a Nintendo fan, you may want to dive deeper into the leak, but we'll just highlight a few things real quick, because we could spend way too much time on this. One of the most notable discoveries has been the unearthing of a Luigi model for Super Mario 64. This confirms a longtime fan theory that the game was originally supposed to support both of the Mario brothers. The leak also unveiled a canceled Pokemon MMO. The game...
Curse you!
The game, which was pitched as early as 2004, showed the Chinese company IQ had been working on the Pokemon prototype for some time.
It would have kicked right off with WoW. You imagine going back... 2004 comes out, and
what,
it's WoW versus Pokemon MMO.
What? The world what could lives? Be a vastly different place if that happened.
Yeah.
Let's see
Pokemon
here.
Go? Never heard of it. I'm playing the Pokemon MMO.
The game would have allowed for players to connect their Game Boy Advance to their PC. There was a whole thing on how it worked, and it was mind-blowing. I was like, if they would have come out with this... Like,
it would have been one of those where they're like, once again, Nintendo's early to the party.
Yeah. Also worth noting is the leak of Star Fox 2's original source code and a few unseen characters. Q Games chief Dylan Cuthbert, who worked on Star Fox and Star Fox 2 for the SNES, had several direct comments on these leaks, which confirmed their validity. One of the two CAD tools he made for Star Fox 2.
Same.
Has been circulating around, which he stated he hasn't seen in almost 30 years. Cool stuff if you're a Nintendo fan.
Yeah. Cool just to see a bunch of the old ideas and stuff like that leak. The Luigi one is always funny because everybody always, you know, Luigi's the redheaded stepchild of the Mario world.
True that.
He's only given his due in 3 games, I think. So,
yo, you get hosed this episode.
I didn't get hosed. I purposely
with
did
the odds.
I did what I did. I regret nothing.
All right.
Oh, I'm just gonna give myself a second because I forgot what the next one was until I just glanced.
Yeah, I mean,
nope, I'm good. Just stretch. Got to do some aerobics here real quick. Loosen up the body.
Stretch the lungs out, you know, increase the lung capacity.
Yeah, just, all right, everybody with me? You're just going to bring your hands down. You're going to bring your hands up. And then you're going to bring them back down again. All right. Anyway, here we go. Square Enix held their second Marvel's Avengers War Table. And let's jump into what they reveal. There's a beta. August 7th to the 9th, PlayStation Advantage pre-order beta. Matt, that's a lot of words. Please explain.
If you have a PlayStation, you have an advantage.
Oh, all right. And if you pre-order, you have beta access.
Yeah.
Gotcha. On August 14th, open beta. The second beta weekend will be open to the entire PS4 community as part of the PlayStation Advantage partnership. Matt, once again, give me a rundown.
You know what? If you got a PS4, you can play this game.
Because you have an advantage.
Because you have an advantage, apparently. They kept saying PlayStation Advantage in this, and I was like, what is
this? Yeah, like, did they announce a new program that I don't know about? August 21st, open beta, which is also an open beta, for all PlayStation players. Isn't that what I just said? Hold on, real quick. This, all right. I feel like the second one, they just didn't want to rewrite the first one.
Because it was too good, I had to leave it.
Open beta, the second beta weekend, will be open to the entire PS4 community as part of the PlayStation Advantage partnership.
I actually caught a line out that was in that last part that says open beta. It said open beta, same as above. Also an open beta for all PlayStation players. So it literally said same as above.
Yeah. All right, so you know what?
And just August, so you know, 14th, this is from the Marvel website.
Yeah, August 14th to we don't know how long, there's an open beta. Then starting on August 21st for we don't know how long is another open beta. So you might as well say, if one would assume maybe they're going to run them 7 days back to back, that it's 2 weeks worth of an open beta. But it's let's not think about that.
They did allude earlier. I cut out that whole section because they were way too wordy.
Listen, PlayStation Advantage is a thing.
They inferred that these are weekend betas.
Ah, okay. All right. So roughly 3-day betas.
Yeah. And you can preload the day before on all these dates.
All right. Or I assume if you just preload on the first beta option.
Or they're just like...
as you can then think.
Or they're just like, psych, new build.
Yeah.
I mean, no update, new build.
Yeah. You have to delete and re-download. As for what's in the beta, the Golden Gate Bridge demo. The demo we've seen previously. So that's the one they showed the very first time, isn't it?
Yep.
Where you're...
Yeah, they call it...
Avengers Day?
A-Day, I think.
And the attack. I think that's the attack like first happening.
Mm-hmm.
You will also be able to play two hero missions. One titled To Find Olympia. You'll play as Kamala and Hulk in search of the last known location of Jarvis, exploring the beautiful forests of the American Pacific Northwest. I don't know why I trailed off in beautiful. I was like, beautiful. So, hey, have you not been to Seattle in enough Naughty Dog games? Sorry, Sony titles? Do you want to go back?
You know, it's really funny.
You know what? I'm just going to pretend like I don't have something coming up about that. Do I?
Yep.
All right. Perfect. I hope they're just like, Portland! Because we can't get more Seattle. Why do they keep going to Seattle? Is it because they
delete
just...
it, maybe?
It's not in there. At least not in... Unless it's in a further down story. There's...
Yeah. I got rid of it, but one of the stories that was going to be in here was about, or maybe it was last week, Horizon?
No, we didn't ever talk about it.
I think I deleted it then. Okay. It was confirmation of the next Horizon's location, which is?
Seattle.
Pacific Northwest, basically.
Which is going to be everywhere from San Francisco to Seattle.
Yeah, it's like San Francisco. Well, it's
because
like,
San Francisco is somehow the Pacific Northwest.
Yeah, it's like it's the Pacific Northwest and like Nevada and like, you know, it's like this kind of like diagonal strip.
Just call
strip.
It the West, you sons of bitches. Anyway. You also get to play the hero mission, Missing Links. After finishing the Olympia Archive, Kamala and Hulk will take the Quinjet to the frozen Russian tundra with the goal of uncovering S.H.I.E.L.D. secrets.
I wish there was a better name for the Quinjet. I don't like that.
It's terrible. At least put an accent on the I or something so it's like the Queen Jet. Or the Qui-Gon Jinn Jet. I don't know. Just something. Quine Jet. I just
S.H.I.E.L.D.
don't like it.
S.H.I.E.L.D. Jet. S.H.I.E.L.D. plane.
Jet. We're going to take the A Jet. Whatever. Harm. More things in the beta. Harm challenge rooms. The beta will test your grit through Marvel Avengers holographic augmented reality machine rooms, also known as Harm rooms. These virtual training simulators let you take on increasingly difficult waves of enemies with other players or with companion AI. Okay.
Kind of reminds me of the X-Men Danger Room. Is that what it's called? The Danger,
Danger Room!
Danger rooms? Danger?
Yeah, the holodeck, basically.
Yeah. They fight, Oh, my God. It's been so long since I read comic books. My brain. The big, tall machine things.
I was going to say Apocalypse.
Oh, what the fuck are they called?
I don't remember.
In Days of Future Past, little midget dude's making them.
I don't know. Wait. Days of Future...
Isn't that the one with the midget?
Isn't Days of Future Past the...
The midget. You know who I'm talking about. What's his face there?
I don't know. I assume Dinklage, but I...
Yeah, Peter Dinklage.
Days of Future Past, I thought... Oh, no. Did I not watch Days of Future Past, maybe?
Maybe it's a different one.
Because I thought Days of Future Past was the beginning of the Magneto breaking away from them. Unless I'm thinking about it.
It doesn't matter. I miss Dinklebot. Dinklebot was great.
Dinklebot... lived a short life.
He did, but he
a very mad. Short life.
All right.
Not for his lack of trying.
That wizard came from the moon.
Hey! Holy shit, you see that wizard? Dinklebot. Anyway, also in the beta for this other Avengers game, War Zones. Once you've unlocked an operational war table in the beta, you'll have the option to tackle a series of war zone and drop zone missions with your friends or your AI team. So you want to not do stuff on a holodeck and go into a bigger scale? Go for it. Yeah, Max, I know you do. Hey, come here.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too.
Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Yeah, I don't know about this. I don't know about this game. I'm curious about this game because, like, they keep billing this content as, like, all. It seems like they're being like, look at all this different stuff you can do. How much you want to bet all these things are going to play out exactly the same way? So it's just going to feel like you're playing the same shit over and over again.
Yes.
Because it's all going to be like, go from point A to point B, beat everyone up along the way.
Yeah. It's going to be go either point A to point B or clear, you know, wave defense, clear enemies type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Capture the point type situations. Or we're going to defend the arc reactor from whatever is attacking it, because then Thor needs to power it. And you're just like, yep, sure, whatever. And then the next one, they're going to be like, we have to not have the gamma explosion explode, because then we get Omega Hulk and that's a problem. And it's like, all right, yep, sure, huh? The problem I have is how many times you're going to do this, like just in the campaign, right? And then when they're in the first war table, we saw all that loot and those gears and how you equip your characters, and like your Hulk's supposed to, it could be different from my Hulk and all those things. How many times are you just going to have, like, we've joked about it with Destiny where it got to a point, speaking specifically to Destiny 1 where we were playing constantly, where strikes were just mindless activities that were go through, kill, 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 boss, kill, boss, kill, be done. Get loot, leave, go back into the next one.
Yeah.
And there was nothing. There was no, like, the raids were what broke it up.
Yeah.
And then even then, obviously, give yourself any extended amount of time with content and the raids become trivial as well. But the, I feel like these all have potential to go to that strike category. And then they're going to have, like, the large events where, okay, you need 30 some out of you players to descend on this event type of thing and take care of it. But the rest of it where it's like your team of AI, so it's you and potentially three AIs or three friends,
mm-hmm.
are just going to constantly be replaying missions essentially to hopefully get gear. And I'm wondering if it'll be to the point where somebody finds out the technically like optimal way.
Yeah, like, this way you have the most chances of gear drops.
Yeah, like, the hey, Hulk is the best when you stack these things on him because of the way they did stats.
Mm-hmm.
So it's every time it gets into some certain WoW territories and other giant RPGs, but when they're like, hey, you can play your character however you want, is true. But you might be 1/8 as effective, because balancing these systems is unbelievably hard. You might be 1/8 as effective as a guy playing a different Hulk. And you'll be like, oh, well, clearly that's the way to play Hulk.
Mm-hmm.
So then there will be the, you know, I can't even imagine the Reddit post, but best Hulk build. It'll have all the runes or the armors and abilities you should choose. And then it'll have the breakdown of run this mission because this mission is the only one that has this item in its loot table, blah, 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 blah. And so you'll just be I can see all those problems and I'm just like, I hope not. I hope not. I'm still intrigued by what this game is. Still from the outside. I haven't gotten the push where I'm like, yes, money.
But I think I might play the beta. Because
that's what I think will be the key, is that we should hop into the beta together. Once alone, do our stuff alone, but then hop in together and see if the, because I can't imagine the alone for me will do anything.
Yeah,
but maybe the together will mix it up somewhat to do it. But the problem is I hope I don't have to get PlayStation Plus to do that. Anyway, let's move on. And there are going to be various hero progression unlockables. Cool. Cool to see. The post-launch plan. Hawkeye will be the first hero added post-launch. Future characters will have custom movesets and combos, skills, gear, heroics, outfits, emotes, and nameplates. Hawkeye also has his own in-depth story mission chain that's different from the main campaign. Okay, makes sense. Everything we would basically expect, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Which, I mean, yes, we'd basically expect it, but with all these types of games, we would expect that and then usually constantly be disappointed. So if they're actually going to give it, cool.
Yeah.
And there's a Fortnite collaboration to unlock Fortnite skins through the Avengers demo.
Woohoo. Yeah, there it is.
Flossin. Hulk's flossin, guys. Be ready. It's not from Fortnite. Yeah, whatever. I'm not here to argue backpack kid, all right?
All right.
So, yeah. War table. But I think there's supposed to be one more. Because it's supposed to launch in September. I think there should be one in August, so.
Wonder what they'll cover.
Maybe there'll be two more, but I think there's at least one more. Probably their actual, like, launch day things, I assume.
Yeah. Launch trailer, all that good stuff.
Yeah. Hey, good news. It's going to launch. Obviously, we already know it's September, like, 20-something, I think. You can. Pre-order now. Preload now. Blah, 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 blah. Blah, if you're a PlayStation...
Advantage partner.
You can play now. Right now. If you have the PlayStation Advantage, which means you're clearly superior to everybody else on the planet, the beta access for you starts now. Maybe they'll have the war table in between that 7 and 9, 14.
Maybe.
Like, hey, here's your war table for before, like right after the beta. Here's your open beta, and then war table right after the end of the beta. Like, Here's what we're hoping to see. Well, I guess that would be this. So here's what we would show you before the beta. And then I assume they'll have the war table right after the beta to be like, this is what we got from feedback and notice and things.
Maybe.
That's what you should do. But I also said you should close with Halo.
We shall see.
Still stand by that.
Valve has updated Steam account settings in a way that should block an exploit whereby people can buy games at different prices from different regions, I guess, how that goes.
Yes. So if you were in the U.S. and the game was cheaper in Germany, you could, in theory, flip over to Germany, buy the game, and come back.
Yeah. Twitter account Steam Database, also known as SteamDB, notes that Steam now requires users buying games in different countries to make their purchases using payment methods from that nation. Boo hoo.
I mean, it's nothing I ever did, but I can see the appeal.
For sure.
It's somewhat similar to, I know it's cheaper at Target, so I'm just going to go from Walmart to Target and buy it type of thing.
Yeah, we've talked about region pricing before.
Yeah, because especially when we were discussing going up to $70, I think Australia's at 100, Canada's usually at 100 already. Yeah. And every time the pricing argument always comes up, it's always the whole thing gets thrown in.
Which it makes sense. I mean, monies have different values, so $1
somehow, unfortunately.
$1 in the US isn't the same as one loony.
It sucks. Go get yourself a toonie. Toonie. Then you can throw coins at people.
Shekels.
It's always the joke. Dig my shekels, wench. Be gone. And bring me back 6 pints. Thank you. It's always the joke. You know, you don't make it rain on strippers. You make it hail in Canada. You just pelt them with money.
I'm throwing money. You can't see it because it's a podcast, but...
He is... You can hear the clink of the coins just falling on the floor.
Do that thing where, you know, you stick the coin, you flick the coin.
I've never been able to do that. I find it much easier to just take the coin and throw it as fast as I can. Yeah. Because, spoiler alert, I can throw faster than you can snap your fingers.
I used to have to, like, because of the angle, I'd have to have my hand, like, way up, like my elbow up.
I could just never get the flick.
It's dumb. You know,
it's the same thing with, like, quarters. Because isn't there a specific way you're supposed to throw quarters when you play? Like, there's a like an optimal kind of way.
Probably.
And I was just like, what? No. Bang! took the aggressive American approach. Boom! And just spiked the thing in the middle of the table and hope that it went on.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, as we do. Number 7. Last week, we talked about how development for the Medium was shelved back in 2012 due to lack of tech. So naturally, let's take a look at the PC requirements for the game now that they've been revealed on Steam. Mind you, this game was shelved in 2012 for not having, as we just said, not having the high enough spec tech to come out. 2012 would have been 360 and PS3 time. Literally the next year, we saw the Xbox One and PS4, which wasn't enough. So now we're going to wait. They essentially skipped an entire generation to get to the Series X and PS5 and 2020 PCs.
Yeah.
So let's see if they couldn't leverage that 8 years ago. A minimum requirement for the game, for PC, obviously. You need Windows 10. A i5 6600 or AMD Ryzen 5 2500X.
I want to know who like picks these
numbers,
these CPUs, because like the 2500X from AMD is not even like something that's widely available for consumers. That's like a OEM.
Also, the CPU. 6600 was 2015, 16?
Yeah, it's old, because that's what my previous PC was.
Yeah, so 2015, 16 is your minimum specs.
Yeah.
But, you know, let's go back to when we delayed the game and said we didn't have hardware. You're also going to need graphics at 1080p. Easy there, hotshot. A NVIDIA GeForce GTX 1060 or a Radeon R9 390X. Or equivalent, apparently, with only 4 gigabytes of VRAM. Lower end of the cards.
Yeah.
You need that version 11 DirectX. We don't run on version 12. Get out of here. You speak the heresy.
Heresy!
30 gigabytes of available storage space.
Yeah, really low on that.
Yeah, low for a very, you know, a game that didn't have the tech. Sound card. Oh, this is a Matt stat for sure. We have a sound card pulled in for DirectX compatible headphones recommended.
You're one of the only
people I know that puts a sound card in their PC.
My new PC doesn't have one.
Yet.
Can't fit one.
I wait for the day I show up and you've cut a metal slot and you're just like, it only sticks out a little bit, but it was worth it. The recommended specs. And here's where the concern lies, Matthew. Windows 10, obviously. 16 gigs of RAM. Okay. An i5 9600 or Ryzen 7 3700X.
Those.
Wait.
They're just.
All right, so. We always go back to the great decision-making ways that we have, where on our wall in the office, we have a giant corkboard. It's like a 10x10 corkboard set up, and we just strap pictures to it when we're discussing topics for the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And every now and then, we pick processors and throw them up there, too. And we just huck darts at the board and decide what recommended PC specs are. there's the Intel wall. All right, close your eyes, Johnny. Oh, I hit the i5 column again. Oh, we got 9600. A little low. All right. All right, Terry, your turn. You got the AMD column. All right, here we go. 3700X. Oh.
They're close enough.
You know what? Let's just go with it. What's the worst that happens? I like that they're still going with the i5 thing. I mean, not that hyper-threading is really that necessary for games, but it's nice. Anyway, let's move on. You will once again. Wait, what? What? All right. So graphics for 1080, a GTX 1660 Ti, or an RX Vega 56. Is that supposed to be a 560?
No, Vega 56.
Vega 56.
Yeah, that was in there.
A 1660 Ti. I live in the NVIDIA world for the most part. But you need a Ti 1080? It's the 1660, so it's not that powerful. But here's the gig, the good kick. For 4K, you need a NVIDIA RTX 2070 or a Radeon RX 5700 XT. I mean, okay.
Yeah, I guess. Getting up there.
If I remember correctly, and we had this discussion when it happened, the 2070 is not that far off of a 1070 Ti. Not below it.
The 2070 is a little bit faster than the 1070 Ti. A little bit.
But like not enough where I don't know if I would call it recommended.
Yeah, it's not like a huge amount.
Oh, recommended though, we get that DirectX version 12. You know, recommend that.
The bottom line, look at the additional notes.
Oh, I'm getting there, don't you worry. Storage, 30 gigs, obviously. Sound card, same bullshit. Additional notes. NVIDIA GeForce RTX 2080 for 4K with ray tracing on. What? So if I want 4K with not ray tracing, I get the ray tracing card. But if I want ray tracing on, I need to get the higher version of that card, which is another $150.
If not more than that, I think.
If not more. And ray tracing is able to be done on the 10 series, so because they ported backwards some of them. You know what? Hey, whatever you guys got to do, I'm happy you got the tech you needed, apparently.
I'm going to watch this one. I'm going to wait for someone to do a
little... I can't wait for the deep dive if they take into the account. If somebody goes and builds a PC from 2012, like, hey, this is everything that would have been available in 2012. Can we get it to run? I would be intrigued.
Yeah. I love when they do the PC requirements, though, because you get that stuff where it's like an i5 9600 or a Ryzen 3700X, which are like very different processors.
Yeah. Remember when we were having the conversation? This goes back a couple years of the podcast, where we were wondering if a third company was going to show up, both in the processor and GPU market.
Mm-hmm.
Intel was rumored to be showing up a GPU sometime.
Yeah.
And they kind of did CES, but then it kind of got back shelved and we never heard anything. Wait till those PC specs start having to happen where they're like, all right, you need one of these next six processors. Here we go. Dartboard. I just want them to do it live at that point. Do your reveal of your PC specs and have the blind one-armed. Screw it. Not even one-armed. Have you ever seen that person that can, that's like the contortionist that shoots the bow with her foot?
Mm-hmm.
Have her shoot the shit, but blindfolded because she's too accurate if she can see. Blindfold her, have her shoot the shit with her foot. Whatever she lands on, that's your recommended specs. Make it work. Do that before you build the game. Build the game based on the specs that she randomly shot.
I know there's probably no good way to do it, but I feel like there just has to be a better way. I don't know. It's just weird.
I don't know. Just don't put out two. Don't put out minimum and recommended. Just put out recommended. And then say good luck. If you're not here, we don't know what to tell you. Because then what's optimal? Like, what's best? You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's probably the 4K ray tracing.
Yeah, but you haven't. You didn't tell me what my processor was. You just told me, we recommend you do it on this. But like, but what if I want the best performance? Well, we recommend you do it on this.
No. Liked, I've seen them do, some people do, and what I like is when they do that. I want to know when I have
to run the i9-1090K.
I like when they do like the, this is what you need to run at 1080p, 60 frames per second. 1440p.
Yeah, those 60 the actual like resolution frame rate breakdown are yeah. much more helpful to people than these are. I would love to hear the you're going to need an i9 1090X. It's a $1,500 processor to run this game at 1080p. No. Good try, though. Appreciate you.
Didn't delete it, apparently. The September 2020 issue of Official PlayStation Magazine UK confirmed
through the doc beforehand to find out if we deleted it.
Confirmed that the PlayStation 5 open world game Horizon Forbidden West will feature San Francisco and the Yosemite Valley in explorable form. The reveal trailer had many speculating that Utah, Nevada, and California would be the setting, which seems to be confirmed now.
With the special West single Coast. Mission where you go to Seattle.
What? Yeah. You visit a zoo in Seattle.
Full of robots that look like dinosaurs. And there's a hat that you put on and walk around.
That's going to be a thing.
Put it on your pet robo-dinosaur that you corrupted to be your friend. Number 9. A new patent from Sony was published this week that may hint at some of the tech in the PS5. The new patent is for image reconstruction technology in the vein of NVIDIA's deep learning super sampling. NVIDIA's DLSS 2.0 has been quite well regarded so far for providing better image quality even over native resolution rendering. On top of the improved image quality it provides, there's usually a boost in performance.
So,
also their super creepy way of making fake people.
Yeah. There's also Nintendo. There's rumors that Nintendo is bringing... Well, I think the Switch uses an NVIDIA chip, I think. It uses like a Tegra chip or something.
Probably.
So there's rumors that NVIDIA is bringing their specific DLSS to the Switch because of some job listings that showed up on Nintendo's...
Yeah, sure, why not?
...stuff.
So I would love to see what The Witcher looked like in not shit mode on the Switch.
This tech is like it's surprisingly interesting.
It's scary.
It should be getting more attention because like when it's applied to games, the results you get is pretty ridiculous for the amount of performance that you get back.
Yeah.
Like it's a win-win.
When you apply it to society, you can create fake people.
It's fine.
I keep saying that, but if nobody's aware of what I mean, I don't know what you need to Google to see it. Maybe NVIDIA fake people. But they
just deep fakes.
Yeah, I mean deep fakes, but you careful. I mean turn safe search on. but the AI and algorithms and everything behind that can take enough super samplings of just images of people on the internet and create fully looking humans in multiple places, that same person and facial, facial expressions and everything like that. And that person doesn't exist. They just created them based on a gigantic library of super sampling into that photo. And you go, oh, yeah, that's definitely a real person. You're like, no, we just made them up.
Mm-hmm. Technology, scary.
All around me are familiar faces.
Speaking of
some more... dev in the video is just slowly singing that as he's creating people.
More nerd talk. During AMD's second quarter earnings call, CEO Lisa Su said that all the company's upcoming 2020 product launches are still on schedule, meaning Zen 3 CPUs, RDNA 2 Big Navi GPUs, and somewhat more importantly to this podcast, console hardware for the PS5 and Xbox Series X. So everything's on track, according to AMD.
Big Navi.
Big Navi. I love that name.
You got yourself that small Navi? Get yourself that big Navi.
Big Navi.
Avatar. Just one word references. Is that how non-sequiturs work? I don't even know. Number 11. Netflix has announced a prequel for The Witcher series called The Witcher Blood Origin. Blood Origin will be set 1,200 years before the adventures of Geralt of Rivia, and it will tell the backstory of the elven civilization and reveal the story of the very first Witcher. Production of the main show's second season will resume next month while work continues on Nightmare of the Wolf, an animated movie that will focus on Vesemir, Geralt's mentor and father figure.
Gotta bleed that Witcher dry.
Hey guys, we got that title.
Toss a coin to your Netflix.
Oh, Valley of Plenty.
Toss a coin to your Witcher. I was really irritated by this.
I have to listen to that now.
It's going to be right? It's so good. I was really irritated by this story until I got to the back half of it when they were talking about the second season of The Witcher. Because I was like,
yeah.
Okay, we're going to start another fucking show, and you're not going to give me...
Which is still my worry, because you're like, we're just doing 16 offshoots right off the gate? Great, cool.
Yep.
I love it. No, I don't.
I don't love it.
I want more Cavill. Mm. I also like, they're like, it's going to be 1,200 years in the future before Geralt of Rivia, and everybody's like, there were 16 time jumps during the first season.
Yeah, that's going to get confusing, especially because, like, I mean, I don't know what else you'd call it, but, you know, like, keeping the Witcher moniker, you know.
Yeah.
They could have called it Blood Origins, a Witcher story, maybe.
That probably would have been better, or Witcher's Tale.
Yeah. That would, yeah.
Ooh. Ooh, I'm thinking, well, I got my big brain on.
Big brain.
It even would have been titled better if they just titled, like, A Witcher.
A Witcher.
You figure it out. Subtitle. You figure it out.
Speaking of Netflix, Netflix also announced that it's partnering with Ubisoft for a Splinter Cell animated series. Netflix has ordered 2 seasons from the get-go for a total of 16 episodes, according to Variety.
To which I now post the question to Matt.
Yeah?
Which will we get first out of 4 options? Skull and Bones, the game. Skull and Bones, the TV show. Splinter Cell, the TV show. Splinter Cell, the game.
I'm going to go with Splinter Cell, the TV show.
Interesting. All right.
Skull and Bones... dead. Gone.
It's gone.
It's sailing. I'm sailing away. Come sail away.
And given that this...
Why am I going to... I don't even remember. It's not Rush God. I don't remember who that is. If the Splinter Cell TV show was live action, I would say the game. But since it's animated, I'm going to go with the animated. Because, like, you know, they bang that shit out. You know, they'll make it some computer generated, cel shaded, ugly ass shit, and they'll pop it out. It'll look like fucking Netflix Knights of Sidonia. Like hot garbage.
Here comes the anime. Here comes Matt's anime rage.
No, I can't shit on Netflix too much. They've actually done a pretty good job when it comes to animated stuff. So
I can't shit on them too much, but Knights of Sidonia looks like shit.
It does. That was their first one, and it literally looked like... it looked like a fucking 14-year-old with an E-Machines
computer. Maybe it was.
Fucking made it.
Listen, I had an E-Machines, all right?
I did too. I have a lot of respect for that PC. That PC birthed my computer interest. Birthed it from its fucking circuit board womb.
From its what?
ran Star Wars Galaxies. Gotta give it that.
Your phone can run that.
Listen, that game, I didn't know that such a thing as a video card existed until I tried to play that game. And it was like, your computer doesn't support this game. I'm like, what do you mean?
I was twat a wee lad when I heard of the first graphics card. I traveled a fortnight to the most local store I could find to get the one with the sweet dragon picture on it.
I'm pretty spot on. Because at the time, I didn't know. I
went to a store called Circuit City.
Internet was still dial-up. I think I went to a Staples. I'm not sure if it was a Staples or a Circuit City. And I bought an NVIDIA.
We didn't have a Staples around here for a while unless you went to
Rome.
Do we have one there?
There's a long, one there this anymore. Is a long well, time ago.
Anymore, I don't think.
A long time ago.
I don't even remember if there was one then. And there might be, but I don't even know. Because there's not one there now.
It was like an NVIDIA, like, MX400 or something. It was some, like...
Oh.
That was back when they were using purple.
Ah, yes.
So, it's a color.
Right before they're switched to green and never looked back.
Basically. It was green. The box was green and purple. So, yeah. It was, like, probably during their little... their color transition.
We're unsure which of this line we shall side with. So purple and green on the box.
See which one's
purple dragon, green fire. Make it work. I mean, if you weren't a kid when you walked into a tech store and you went and looked at the graphics cards once you were of age to learn at what they were, you're like, oh man, that dragon looks badass. Or that still from that RPG. I don't even remember. I don't think it was Dragon Age. This is a very specific memory. I don't know what box it was. It might not have even been a box. It might have been delusional. Of a hero, air quotes, man, might have had a shield, clearly a sword, usually a shining sword of sorts. Dragon on a horizontal plane from each other. Dragon on left side of the picture, man on the right side. Kind of doing that, of doing the one arm back, shield up type of thing. Yeah. Dragon, hot fire breath, straight onto man. So it was like the whole...
I picture what you're saying, but I don't, like, Dragon Age sounds right, but I feel like that's not right.
But yeah, but I don't know if it was Dragon Age or if it was like a graphics card box.
Yeah, it could have been maybe.
Where they're just like, look at what you could do in this sweet RPG, and then you load up the RPG and it's Star Wars Galaxies, and you're like, that doesn't look
or
like that at
or
all.
Or it's like some stupid game like Dungeon Lords or something, like oh, something yeah, like
either that or ATF. That's actually too specific of anything. Don't worry about that. That's not a reference anybody else is going to get except for me and my father, probably. God, what was the other game? Star Wars Empire at War. You look at that and you're like, man, that game would look so good. And then you play it and you're like, oh no. The polygons don't have polygons.
I can count the polygons.
You have 6 facets to your cube. Number 13, back on track. And not a moment too soon. Number 13, the leak of the week is brought to you by Doritos. You can't have just one. Some photos, I don't know the actual tagline for Doritos. Some photos of Doritos bags surfaced recently sporting Call of Duty Black Ops Cold War logos and the standard double XP promotion. According to the photos, the promotion begins October 5th. And all we need now is the Mountain Dew Game Fuel packs for the exact same reason. Yeah. And when you buy 2 together at Target, you get a $5 gift card.
There it is, folks.
Except there it's usually it a is. 6-pack of the Mountain Dew with the game. Or what was it usually? It was the game would get you a 6-pack of the soda or like a bag of chips, I think. It's usually like a buy one, get the other.
So... Xbox has Call of Duty this cycle, do you think?
I don't think there's necessarily an exclusive like
marketing deal. I'm looking for a marketing deal.
Anymore.
I think we'll get one, though, because they haven't announced it yet. I think it's pretty safe
There's still
to say,
a PlayStation event coming.
And an Xbox one.
Yeah, so both could happen. I don't have my normal inside source.
Yeah.
Because PAX took them away from me. Sorry, not PAX, COVID took him away.
Phil Spencer was saying August for the next Xbox event.
Yep. We'll have more to show you coming, you know, blah, blah, blah. So it could happen. The way they're going, though, I don't think that's going to happen. Because it'd be weird. Massive, but weird for them to have the two things they've shown. Then their next event go... Call of Duty coming to Game Pass.
The
because I think that's been their whole thing. And if you drop Call of Duty and don't say Game Pass, it makes sense. Like, we all expect that, but it's just kind of weird with the way you've been leading
their
up
messaging.
To it. Yeah. But if they drop that together and they're like, no, Call of Duty will be available Game Pass day and date, then it's holy. People that weren't excited to begin with, it hits a holy shit meter for what, the best selling game of every single year for the last 6 years.
Yeah. Some journalist that I can't recall either was saying that there's some pretty big third-party announcements that Sony still has to make too. So,
yeah, which makes sense, because I think everybody's been like, we're gonna do planned trickle events and just kind of keep going, which Sony did last year too. Like, hey, E3, we're not gonna go, but we're gonna keep trickling some news. You'll always think of us.
Okay.
But yeah, that's all I got this week in terms of the news.
The news? Yeah, I don't have any more news.
So what have you been...
I would have written it down, you know?
That's true. So what have you been up to the last 14 days? Or no, longer, 20-something days. 17 days, roughly.
Well, we had the podcast, so it's only 7.
Oh, that's true. That's true. We did have the podcast. Sorry. You're right. Sorry, when I don't see you, you don't exist, so... I have a problem with the object permanence.
Once
things leave, explains my wife. I don't know where that bitch went.
Well, it's kind of relevant, the whole 14-day thing, because I've been isolating, quarantined, whatever you want to say.
Isolating.
A lot of free time.
Isoformation.
So I beat Ghost of Tsushima.
You really did, too.
In platinum.
Fucking slammed through it.
I'm not kidding when I say I put, like,
you
when
put
that
in,
game
you put
came
in
out.
12-hour days in it.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. I was there.
I mean, it wasn't as bad as your Dragon Age binge.
Oh, I think it was bad.
Was it worse?
As far as the amount of time I put in over the course of
Dragon Age
days,
is what, 5 days, 120 hours?
I think it was longer than that.
6 days? It was 120 hours, but you were the week off of work when it came out.
Mm-hmm. Maybe it was then. I don't know. Maybe it was worse. I don't know.
It was but 5 or 6 days at 120 hours. So it was... Unless you left it running at some point.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I mean...
Always possible.
Ghost, I played at least 8 hours a day. And then usually more. Did the platinum thing. Really, really liked the game, obviously.
Yeah.
Really liked it. And then other than that, the past couple days I've been... Since... This is the thing I have, though, when I play a game and then, like, I put a lot of time into the game and then I finish the game, I'm like... The meme of fucking Pablo Escobar or whatever, fucking
when you're sitting
like
standing in the empty pool, sitting in the chair, just like, but what do I do now?
Exactly.
I have no purpose.
So I randomly was like, I'm gonna watch a movie, and I threw on Netflix or on Disney Plus, and I was like, watch Iron Man. And then I was just like, I watched Iron Man, might as well just go through all of phase one. So I watched Iron Man.
I always love the train of thought where you're like, I'm 10 minutes into Iron Man. All right, I need some popcorn. I'm doing this whole thing today. I'm done with it.
That's basically it. So over the course of like 2 days, I watched Iron Man 1, Iron Man 2, Thor, Captain America, the First Avenger, and Avengers.
Yeah, so. That's phase one.
Yeah, so did phase one. Hulk. Yeah, minus Hulk. And that's all I've been doing.
I don't know if Hulk's technically considered phase one. I know he's part of the MCU, like when you discuss the trilogy, mm-hmm. like the lineage of it. But I don't know if they actually consider him part of the phase one, because it wasn't...
Most of the publications.
What's his name?
Yeah. Most of the publications Ruffalo. I looked up included it. I don't know if Disney does.
I think they include it for timeline sake because they reference events that happen in it. But I don't know if Disney considers it part of their, like, that project.
Yeah.
Because I don't know. I don't think Russo's had anything to do with that. I might be completely wrong in speaking out my ass, but
yeah. So that's it. I don't have. Now I'm just weighing my options for what to do in the future. Might take a. I'm weighing control or Death Stranding, and I'm leaning towards Control because it's shorter.
Arguably better.
Yeah.
And when I say arguably, I beat it, and I didn't make it far in Death Stranding.
Control is the safer of the two bets, because Death Stranding's a Kojima game, and we all know how those go.
Yeah.
For us.
Yeah. Yeah, we know what it means.
We
know what you mean, Kojima.
Yeah. And I don't think anything is coming out recently that I'm going to be super into, so.
No, I mean, my stuff is, I mean, we have Avengers in September, and then I think there's some other stuff in September, but August is pretty bleak.
Mm-hmm.
Last I remember.
Yeah. So that's me. How about you?
I have a cat.
A kitty cat. And he dance, and he dance.
Cats. I'm a kitty cat. It's just been the usual, some Ghost of Tsushima. My version of it,
mm-hmm.
in which I am not done with it. I am just into Act 2. Max is calling me, so I'm going to move him real quick.
He's like, nah, son. Dude, wait till you get some of the masks that are fucking weird, bro. There's some masks
like
that
visually
game.
Look weird? Or like
there's a monkey mask.
I'm going to wear that the entire time.
That's not the only one that's like that either.
Oh, all right. It's not like my favorite bear hat from Red Dead.
Sure. Similar.
Did you ever wear the bear hat?
Yeah. I know what you're talking about. Yeah. Similar concept, but it's... So the monkey mask, I say the monkey mask because that one I think is hard to... or easy to miss. You might not come across that one. I don't know. That was a weird one. But there's some in that game that are just like... You go, it's just, something happens in Act 2 where, like, all of the what are they called? Vanity items you get are, like, fairly normal. Right. They all follow the same trend. Oh, the mask, headband. Oh, they all look similar. And then you hit, like, Act 2 and it's just like, let's give you some weird shit.
I wonder if, as they were making them, the person was like, all right, yeah, so we'll start out with some of these. And they got through, like, their list and they're like, all right, well. Can only make so many bandanas. Monkeys? Are we okay with that? Cool. Let's do that. Dragons? Fuck it. Add it in.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of any other, like... Fox, maybe.
Yeah. Sounds about right.
Bird?
There might be. I haven't come across a bird one. You don't need to have all the you don't need to collect all the vanity items to get the platinum, so I didn't get all the vanity items, so.
Horse head?
Did not see a horse head. Although that would be great if it was the horse head.
Yeah, if it was like the rubber one you can buy at Party Cities for Halloween, just where you run and it's just doing the whole thing, you just wave it around.
yeah.
So yeah. Alright, I look forward to that then. Yeah, I'm only in Act 2. So just, plugging away, playing the show, playing everything else. Played a little bit of Halo. Played a little Master Chief Collection. Played a little Halo 3.
I happened to be at my computer when you snuck into your Halo Citadel game.
Oh, because
Steam fucking big fucking, Got a tattle on it constantly. Well, it's like, it just popped up at the corner. I was like, Nate, Master Chief Collection. I was like.
Yeah, I like that it does that, and then at the same time when I'm like, oh man, I really want to go to bed, and I might be doing work late or something, and I look at Discord, and I'm like, Matt's green. What the? It's 2:30. What is he doing on Discord? So I played a couple matches there.
How'd that go?
I don't know if I need to fix my settings or what. It just does. It's either one of two things. It's not as good as I remember. Or I feel super glidey on PC. Keyboard, mouse, I just feel like I'm gliding around.
Hmm.
Which I think probably is true going back to that era, that you don't have the current run and gun precision movement and mechanics that you do in current games of shooters. But I just feel like I'm almost on wheels, kind of.
Like ice or something?
Yeah.
There's like a momentum kind of.
Yeah, like if Chief had Heelys, I feel like I'm on Heelys.
Okay.
And it doesn't look cool because I can't see them, but it's what it feels like. I did win a few, though, so I feel okay.
There you go.
I did not come in first at any of them, but I felt okay. I think at one point I got stomped by a dev.
Do
blue flame helmets still mean dev? Or flame helmets, I think, used to mean dev. I don't remember what blue flame means.
I don't...
I got absolutely demolished by them.
Never dipped into the Halo 3 multiplayer, so...
Oh, that's where it all started. That's where I lived. So. I mean, I technically started in 2, but that's where I lived for a while. A lot of snow days. Play with a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
We would just all hang out, play 1v1v1s. Called free-for-all because I'm an idiot. Couldn't get there first. so I did that. And then what was the other game I played, Matt? Right after that.
I left my computer at that point.
Perfect. I tried Astroneer.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
I think I own that.
That more interesting. I tried that out. Interesting.
Interesting to see. I don't think I ever played it.
If you do own it, interesting to see what we could get up to in it.
Okay.
But for myself, I was like, this is what I expect. I now need people to play. Otherwise, I understand.
What else came out recently that was...
Neither of those are recently.
No.
I mean, Halo 3, I guess, is, but...
It's another space building thing. It's
Star Citizen.
No.
Space Engineers.
No.
Grounded.
No. Ah, well, it doesn't matter.
Starfleet Enterprise.
I wish.
No Man's Sky.
Bridge Commander.
I'm surprised you don't have it, but I feel like Bridge Commander's you can multiplayer matchup in it,
mm-hmm.
but. I think part of it, the joy is, there might be a solo play where you just bounce around in all seats, but...
Maybe.
You're just like, oh, Captain? Yes, Captain.
I did dig out my VR headset, and I do have to, like, make an attempt to, like, use that more.
Start racing.
Yeah.
Finish super hot.
Yeah, finish super hot.
So good.
Pick up steering wheel or something.
Super hot. And mind control delete.
Super
hot.
Super. Yeah, I realized, like, it's been annoying me for a couple days that you changed your icon. I was like, what the fuck is this floppy disk save file thing? And then, like, I like squinting, you know, looking at it, and I saw the mind control.
I like that you just don't click on the profile and just go right there.
Yeah, I just, like, squinting at it. You know, nah, I can't let it beat me.
I can't give in. I must squint to see you smaller text. All right, yeah. So that's what it is. That's what it is. That's what it do. Finish the... World of Warcraft pre-expansion book. It's a book.
It's a book.
On to finishing, I think, my baseball book. I've been saying that for I don't know how many episodes. So hopefully finishing that. And then I got, I don't know, 6 other things I need to read. I need to not get more books because my backlog of them is not good.
I have a stack of books that I'm supposed to read
I don't mind my backlog of movies because they're on a hard drive just away. They're there when I need them on a rainy day.
Mm-hmm.
Books take up physical space and are in my way.
And they take a long time to consume.
Yeah. I prefer picture books.
One don't fish, we all?
Two fish, red fish, blue fish, by the prophet. I can't come up with a fast enough name for a joke.
I don't know. You lost me, Dr. Seuss.
Gandhi. Gandhi said that.
Okay.
You know what happens if you give Gandhi nukes?
His eyes turn red and he nukes you.
Super woke. Woke Gandhi. All right, that's been it. We will see you guys. No, we won't. We'll hear. No, we won't either. You'll hear us in a week if you decide to click play on the next episode. Bye-bye.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays.
Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.